This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Newell is getting ready for an epic ride in Orpheus tonight. I'm Dave Cohen, glad to be with you on this Lundi Gras 2025. Let's start by talking about how amazing today's weather is going to be. Perfect. You could not ask for better Lundi Gras weather to go out to the riverfront to celebrate in Rivertown in Kenner with Argus and Zulu, as they have a great time today. Music, food, and fun out there in Rivertown. Or go to Spanish Plaza at the Riverwalk and see band after band after band, get drinks and food, wait for Rex to arrive this evening at 6 o'clock, Zulu and Rex to toast, Rex to issue his proclamation, the mayor to concur, and fireworks to fly. And go all day to the Zulu Riverfront celebration at Waldenburg Park, or do all three. It's going to be great for that, and then perfect weather for Orpheus tonight and the other parades that we have rolling. We've got several parades across the region, and the weather today, great. Tomorrow, I will be shocked if there's a single parade rolling anywhere in Southeast Louisiana. The Weather Service, the meteorologists, and others are talking about dangerous conditions that could blow people off of floats, could blow floats over. Do you want to be a public official who puts floats on a parade route with those kinds of warnings from the National Weather Service? Do you want to be the public official who risks people's lives, telling them to go stand along a parade route or get on a float? I see no way the city of New Orleans, unless they start parades at maybe 5 a.m. with Zulu rolling, that there's any way. And even then, I don't know that it'd be safe. So we'll wait. At noon, we expect a decision from the city of New Orleans. According to Homeland Security, they will tell us around noon what their plans are for tomorrow's parades. We just a few minutes ago heard from Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. Here's what she had to say.
Thank you all for being with us here this morning. I'm here with our Director of Emergency Management, Joe Valiente, and Donna Russo is head of our Citizens Affairs that really organizes all of our carnival season. Today, we're here to discuss the severe weather and winds that are expected for tomorrow, Mardi Gras Day in 2025. So I'm just going to cut to the chase with the very disappointing news that I think you all have probably heard about already. We've been in communication with the National Weather Service, and tomorrow's weather, especially the gusty winds, is severe enough that we have no other choice. but other than to cancel our scheduled parades for tomorrow. So tomorrow we were scheduled for the crew of Argus. That actually had 20 units. And the Elks crew of Jeffersonians is the truck parade with 43 units. I want to first put this news into perspective, all right? Historically, during a severe weather or storm event, when we discuss wind speed and we discuss the ability to conduct our operations, our transit buses stop operating at 35 miles per hour. And even Entergy crews, their standard is they don't allow their employees to go up in bucket trucks until the winds are 30 miles per hour or less. All right. As you can see, the range of where we consider it dangerous and we bring in our people is around 30 to 35 miles per hour, right? The National Weather Service is reporting that confidence is high that we will experience gusty winds over 40 miles per hour and up to 60 miles per hour is possible, regardless of the storm development, that the winds, you know, are going to be preceding the storm. And the timing of these winds also did not allow us to consider moving to an earlier parade time, as we were told that the winds are expected early in the morning as well. So let me state the obvious. These are not conditions where we would invite family, including the elderly and children, to stand on our streets out in the open. These are not conditions for people to be elevated on floats, God forbid having a float tip over and there's people on the street just under those floats. These are not safe conditions with the dangers of flying debris, whether it be tents, chairs, tarps. We know what parades look like. We have kids on ladders. We have maids with beautiful headdresses and big, you know, beautiful headpieces. Even with our own work, after tonight's parades, our crews will begin breaking down our equipment for the safety of everybody, including our own tents, our own electrical equipment, bringing down the portalettes, our decorations. So I know this news is very, very disappointing. I know many, many people have planned, you know, all year long for tomorrow, whether that be the captains and the crew members, the float riders, the royalty. And I know there are many, many scheduled parties for tomorrow. But Mother Nature just has decided not to work with us. And I remember telling our team just about 2 weeks ago, our emergency management team, that, you know, we started this year so strong. We the region, the state, the city of New Orleans put on an incredible Super Bowl without incident, as best as it could possibly be. We rolled into our bicentennial, in the beginning of our bicentennial celebrations. And I remember telling them, let's finish strong with this Mardi Gras season. Let's get through this Mardi Gras season as safe as possible. And obviously, this decision is part of that, even if it means that we have to cancel the parades. So I want to remind everyone that we still have a lot of festivities today. We have Lundi Gras at 11 o'clock in Rivertown. That's where Argus meets Zulu. That's an incredible event. And then we have two more parades tonight, the crew of Centurions, followed by the crew of Kings with the traditional Metairie route, starting at Clearview. Okay? So you can get much more celebrations in today for your Mardi Gras season. We started discussions yesterday. We continue discussions with both ARCS and the Elks crew of Jeffersonians on discussing an alternative date, because we know their riders have paid. We know they all want to ride. So we will continue to be discussing an alternative date if they choose to do so. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
How soon do you think we can get a rescheduled date, or if any?
We're going to work with the crews. And the sheriff's office, I've talked to him. He's prepared to work with the crews. So it's really their operations, you know, what kind of trucks they could get or the riders. I mean, that's their call. So I think, you know, we all were frantically on the phone yesterday. It is very disappointing. But we did offer them an alternative date. You know, we have the Irish-Italian parade on veterans scheduled. So there are some alternative options for us if they choose.
So hearing that, that can be concerning for some of the businesses that do rely on Fat Tuesday in Metairie. So do you have a message for them?
No, I mean, this is disappointing for all of us. This is history. I don't even know another time. You know, we had to cancel 2021 during COVID, but none of us remember another time having to cancel. And it's frustrating. The next day is supposed to be a beautiful day. So, and today is a beautiful day. And, you know, to hear that the wind started in the morning, you know, initially coming into this week, I thought, well, let's see, and maybe we can move the parade times. And it was just really, really disappointing to be on the call with the National Weather Service and hearing that the gusty winds are really expected all day. So it just took that alternative off the table for us of moving the parade time.
Cynthia,
yes.
I know you've kind of already done it, but I know just people are going to ask, like, why couldn't they figure something else out? Why couldn't it roll just earlier in the day or something like that? Can you elaborate a little bit more?
As I said, you know, we would, you know, many years, in fact, a couple years ago, we moved to an earlier time. And again, starting the week, I thought, you know, let's see how this weather plays out and the confidence gets closer as to the day. And the hope was there that we could maybe move the time. But again, on the National Weather Service call, actually yesterday on the call, they said the winds start at sunrise. And weather changes, but yesterday's call, they actually used the word, you know, gusty winds begin at sunrise. So that alternative of trying to change times, just like I said, was removed from the table for us.
Encourage people to head out to Zulu or anything?
I encourage people to have their celebrations today. I don't know the latest on what other parishes are doing, but you know, today's a beautiful day and we know it's a safe day, and you know, I know it's last minute, but try to get your Mardi Gras celebrations in today. And it's you know, it's disappointing, it's discouraging, but we have to, especially in my position, I have to look at the safety first. We know what that parade route looks like. As I mentioned, you know, when you think of parades, you think of children on ladders, you think of elderly people. And it is, when we heard the data, it wasn't even close. Our team, I mean, we all knew it without even saying anything, like, we cannot do this with the wind gusts that are expected, you know. So this wasn't a close call for us, and as disappointing as it is, it's not a difficult decision to make. Okay. Thank you.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang there a few minutes ago, coming to you from the headquarters at Jefferson Parish in Elmwood. Gusty winds up to 60 miles per hour is what the National Weather Service is telling them, and those winds starting to pick up to unsafe levels at sunrise. Just not safe, she said. They are discussing an alternate date for when they can roll the parades in Metairie. She did mention March 23rd as a possibility of having Argus and the trucks roll with the Irish-Italian parade. I know there's a lot of overlap in riders in those parades, so I know the discussions are underway. We will see how that all unfolds. Again, expecting a decision by noon from the city of New Orleans, according to Colin Arnold, the director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. But I would be shocked again if New Orleans doesn't also cancel all parades that involve floats. What's going to happen on the North Shore? Larry Rowling joins us. He's the captain of the crew of Bogue Fly. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, sir?
Well, I know this is disappointing that Mother Nature is not cooperating for tomorrow, especially with today being so darn beautiful. What are you hearing up there in terms of what the plan is for Covington with the Lions Club parade and your parade tomorrow?
Well, the latest at 10:15 a.m. this morning, we talked to city officials in Covington, and everything today, which is Lundi Gras, we just have this great Lundi Gras experience at 4 p.m. at the Bogaflaga Park. Everything's on schedule for that. And everything the city officials are telling us right now, as of right now, everything is ready to go at 10 a.m. tomorrow, which is Mardi Gras Day. So we are going to keep a really close watch on this. You know, our duration of the parade when it goes downtown Covington, you know, it starts with the Lions Club and a crew of Covington, and then also the crew of Bogaflaga follows. We have 20 traditional floats, 600 riding members. And right now, we are scheduled to roll at the 10 o'clock hour. So we are just monitoring this. I'll be more than happy to give you an update after, you know, that noon hour. If you would like that, we can definitely do that. But everything is full-fledged to go right now.
All right. Any discussions about starting a little earlier? I don't know if you heard what Cynthia Lee Shang just said, or what the National Weather Service says the differences may be in Covington versus Metairie. But she said they're talking about gusty winds up to 60 miles an hour starting around sunrise.
Yes. So right now, again, we're monitoring those winds right now, and there could be a possibility of a little movement of maybe kicking off a little bit early. You would be the first one to know once that happens, but we'll be more than happy to give you the update this afternoon.
All right, Larry, yeah, we would love. Anytime you have an update, please go ahead and call back in and let us know what the plan is. As the captain of the crew of Bogafly, how do you feel about this forecast? And as you see other cancellations already starting to roll in terms of your concerns and how you think this could be done safely?
Right. Obviously, New Orleans, it's a long route. A lot of people involved. The floats are double-decker floats, which have, people on the top. That is a concern because they get top heavy, right? So what in Covington, we use the double-decker floats, but there's nobody on the top of those floats because the branches in Covington of those beautiful oaks, they're so low, it's a safety issue. So we never let anybody on the top. One of the issues too is the float builders, some of these floats are secured already for this weekend in Slidell. They have a big St. Patrick's Day parade. So, that would not be an option for us at all. But the difference is, Veterans Highway, it's wide open. The winds could be extremely gusty. In downtown Covington, we have a lot of buildings. I'm sure going to be windy, but I don't think we have those straight winds like Veterans Highway would have. And then the Veterans Highway route is so long. I mean, it's like 6 to 8 miles. I think the route in Covington hugs around that 3-3.5 mile mark. But we normally off the at a really normal day at 10 a.m., we normally off the street around 1 p.m. anyway. So that being said, if we did kind of move it a little bit, which that is not the plan at this moment, but you would be the first to know if it was. But we feel like we'll be off the street before anything, that would be dangerous.
Larry Rowland, captain of the crew of Bogafly, still planning to roll at 10 a.m. in Covington along with the Covington Lions Club tomorrow on Fat Tuesday. You may have much larger crowds than usual, as we know that 1 million people will now, who normally go to Metairie, many of them from the North Shore, will not have anywhere to go in Metairie to see parades. So if you guys are rolling, well, you may have a whole bunch of company up there, Larry Rowland.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And the only thing I could say is get there early. I mean, the city of Covington has a lot of great police officers there that are going to direct traffic. Our streets normally close on a 10 o'clock roll at 9 a.m. So if there's any push up a little bit further, obviously those streets will be closing a little bit early.
All right.
I appreciate you, and we know you're an outlet to everyone. You're a voice out there, and we'll keep you in mind if there's any changes, or feel free to give me a call. Thank you.
Yeah, Larry, just give us a holler back if anything changes. If not, I hope all goes well. Well, and you have a great ride. Enjoy your Lundi Gras and your Mardi Gras.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Larry Rowland here on WWL. All right, coming up, we know the weather's going to be perfect for tonight's Orpheus Parade. We'll talk with the founder and captain of Orpheus coming up next here on WWL.
What is DaxRU?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. Like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
10:30 on your Lundi Gras 2025. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Newell rides in Orpheus, so he's getting ready for that. Going to be a great ride tonight. Let's check in with the captain of the crew of Orpheus and a founding member, Sonny Borey. Hey, Sonny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you today?
Man, you picked the perfect day for a parade, didn't you?
Well, we hope for it every year. We pray for it every year. It seems like we got it this year. Every now and then we have a little worry about rain, but not this year at all. You know, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day to watch a very pretty parade.
I think you may have record crowds tonight, Sonny, because with all the cancellations that are coming down and the uncertainty about what will happen tomorrow, we know Metairie's already canceled all of their parades.
Correct.
New Orleans is looking at options. We'll wait and see. Different in New Orleans because they can't reschedule the parades. They will reschedule the Jefferson Parish parade sometime later.
Correct.
So,
well, we're going to roll tonight, and we're going to put on a wonderful show for the city of New Orleans. We look forward to it every year. This is year 32 for us, and we're going to really make it a bang of a show.
Tell us about what people will experience if they come out to the Crew of Orpheus parade this year that's always the same as they've always loved, and anything new that may be happening this year.
Well, they're going to have all the floats are decorated beautifully. The theme of the parade is As Above, So Below, and it carries through with that theme throughout the parade. We have great bands. It's just going to be a marvelous, marvelous time. You know, to me, Mardi Gras, a parade, is nothing more than a theater on wheels. And we're going to present a theatrical story to the city of New Orleans tonight.
Yeah, so many iconic floats in the Crew of Orpheus, and the attention you pay to the decorations and the music and all the artistic portions of what goes into a parade is got to be not exceeded by any other crew.
Well, I mean, we do our best. Other crews are great. Everybody has their own thing. Ours is to do our floats with flowers and make the parade as beautiful as we can. And we have an artistic director, Derek Franklin, who does just an unbelievable job of decorating our floats. He just does a marvelous job, along with Barry Kern.
Yeah, obviously it is a big team effort. You know, I've been talking to people lately about how much work goes into putting on a parade, from you're selecting the theme last year to then reworking all the floats for this year's parade over the last 10 months to get them ready. Everything down to what the float riders are going to wear to match the theme and what each theme is for each float, to the dance teams rehearsing, the bands rehearsing, choreography, everything. There's so much that goes into pulling off a parade like this, but the average parade goer, they show up and they just think it just happens.
It's a mammoth job. In fact, we all get together for a breakfast on Ash Wednesday, all the lieutenants and officers of the club. We decided what we did right, what we did wrong, what we could do to improve the following year. Then we start immediately. It's a 12-month ordeal for us. All the floats are stripped totally. They're all whited out, and then we start fresh again. We start scheduling bands. We start scheduling our entertainment for the ball, which goes on from 7 at night to 3 in the morning with music never stopping. I mean, it's a continuous thing.
So much fun, so much to look forward to. And tonight, maybe the biggest crowds ever, with the threat of severe weather really starting to lead to a cavalcade of cancellations for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think people should, if they want to really make sure they have a good time, this is their opportunity to enjoy today and tonight's Orpheus Parade. And of course, also the Proteus Parade that precedes Orpheus. And over in Metairie, we have Centurions and Kings. Sonny, anything else you want to share with our listeners? I'm sure you're under pressure to get everything ready.
Let's say a prayer for Rex and for Zulu and for the truckloads, that something changes, that they can parade, because we want everyone to have their time on the street.
Sonny, have a wonderful procession tonight. You have a few special guests riding along with you tonight, right?
Yeah, yes, we certainly do. We have Bianca Del Rio. We have the brothers Osborne, JT and Tim, and David, rather. We have some Saints riding with us. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful night.
And, of course, always Harry Connick Jr., one of the founding members, also deeply involved in making sure that Orpheus is a great parade. And then you'll party until about what time in the convention center afterwards?
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock.
The ball starts at 7. There's music. As soon as the parade arrives here at the convention center, the entire parade and all the bands march through. Then we pick up again with entertainment, and it goes till 3 in the morning.
Sonny Borey, captain and founding member of the Crew of Orpheus, getting ready for an amazing night. Sonny, thanks for taking a few minutes out to share with our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very
all
much.
Right. And I think Newell Norman's
happy
probably
Mardi
standing right
all.
Next to you over there. He's getting ready as well. Thank you, Sonny. Happy Mardi Gras. Sonny Borey. here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman as he gets ready for his ride in Orpheus. All right, we're going to check the schedule, see what's canceled, what's not, and what's going on for you again coming up after this. Text me, 504-260, or call me on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. If you were making the decisions for tomorrow's parades for the city of New Orleans, would you let them roll? You heard Cynthia Lee Sheng moments ago, the president of Jefferson Parish, saying it's just not safe. It was an easy decision to make. They had to cancel. What would you do if you were the police chief or the mayor of New Orleans? You know, people plan for this all year long, sometimes their entire lives. You know, the kings of these parades, they usually only get one shot at it, and it's a dream come true for them. You don't want to ruin it by canceling their parades, but at the same time, you don't want to create a situation that's unsafe. What would you do? Call me and text me now, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. We'll take your calls and get you updated on the very latest next. Here on the Newell Norman Show, I'm Dave Cohen on WWL. Jefferson Parish has canceled all Fat Tuesday parades. The president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Sheng, says it's just not safe. She painted a picture of a float blowing over, landing on the crowd, and said with that kind of threat, she cannot safely let people gather on the street or get on floats. And she said the winds are going to be too high starting at sunrise, so rolling earlier, not an option. They're looking at an alternative date for rolling the parade. She suggested March 23rd along with the Irish-Italian parade may be an option, but those decisions have not been made yet. We also heard from Larry Rowling, the captain of the crew of Boga Fly in Covington. As of now, they're planning on rolling. They say they don't put any people on the second level of their floats, so they don't have double-decker throwers up on top of floats. And as of now, he said it could change. They feel safe rolling at 10 a.m. in Covington. The city of New Orleans, through Homeland Security Director Colin Arnold, told us they're meeting at 11:30 with the National Weather Service and the crews to evaluate the situation and hopefully have a decision by noon. Amongst the people or the organizations in that conversation, of course, the Rex organization. James Reese is executive vice president of the crew of Rex and joins us now on the live line. Hey, James, how are you?
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Well, you know, we wish Mother Nature would be more kind to us for our Fat Tuesday. I know that for your organization, obviously, this is your day. This is the day that everyone looks forward to all year, and you hate to have the threat of severe weather and high winds.
Well, first and foremost, safety is always our paramount and first concern for our riders and for the crowd. We're very fortunate the Rex Parade is floats that have been over the years constantly touched up and remodeled and are extremely structurally sound. Most of them have metal chassis, a few of the old wagon wheels, but those too have been reinforced over the years. So as long as it's not pouring down rain and there's a threat of lightning or something of that nature, I think we're going to be good to go. But again, as you said earlier, I plan to be on that call with Homeland Security. And as always, it's the city who issues the permits, and it's going to ultimately be their call. But both Rex and Zulu work together with the city officials, and we'll give them all the input that we can.
Yeah, I think by ordinance, it's the decision lays finally with the police chief to determine if y'all are going to roll or not. But it's always been a collaborative conversation, and it's been very rare you've ever had to cancel a parade.
No, Rex has rolled in all kinds of inclement weather. I remember in 2015, it was freezing cold and pouring down rain, and we still rolled with ponchos on the riders. And I think most of the bands dropped out of the parade for safety reasons, but we still hit the streets in New Orleans. And there was a few people out there. So I think we're going to be okay. I hope we're going to be okay. But like you said, it's ultimately going to rest on what the city, through the police chief, thinks is the safest thing for everybody. So we'll have to wait and see on this call at 11:30.
Yeah, typically y'all don't get your last units off of the parade route till what, about 3 p.m?
We start rolling about 10:30 and try to get the parade done as quickly as we can. We've rolled as early as 10 a.m. in recent years. We start at the intersection of Napoleon and South Claiborne and get down tucked in behind Zulu as quickly as we can. So, yeah, usually about 2:30, 3 o'clock, we hope to have the parade complete.
Yeah, you know, and estimates, and it's obviously just an estimate, nobody can count, is that 1 million people are out there to see your parade on Fat Tuesday, and you really want it to roll.
No, we put a lot of effort and work into putting on a beautiful parade. We consider these floats rolling works of art. And while I know most people are out there to catch as many throws as they can, we really hope that they take the time to look at the floats and appreciate the artistic value and time and effort that the royal artists have put into putting that parade on the street. So I'd hate to see it stay in the den for this year and not get to showcase it to New Orleans and to all our visitors. But like I said, safety is paramount, and that's the first thing we consider each year. So we're going to work with the city and hopefully find a way, if there's some modifications that we can make to make it even safer. And, you know, if we have to adjust routes, I'll have to find out on this call. But we're really hoping to do anything and everything we can to get the parade on the street.
Yeah, we know that everything's under discussion. Any way to start earlier, speed things up, or maybe, you know, reduce the number of units. But we'll wait and see what happens with that. In the meantime, you have an amazing parade planned. Folks, you know, like we said, a million people on the streets typically to see your parade. Anything different that they'll experience this year if they come on out and there is a Rex parade and they get to watch the parade?
Well, our theme this year is La Belle Epoque, and our artists have been hard at work in designing the props that go on the front of the float and for the first time, the front of each float. And I think for the first time that I can remember, some of those are actually metal-designed copies of the Eiffel Tower and floating dirigible, the origin of the blimp falls in that period of La Belle Epoque. So there's a few interesting twists, but the artwork this year is absolutely amazing. And we've got some new throws to introduce that are sustainable, you know, biodegradable throws to reduce the plastics in the catch basins. Great stuff for the kids. So it's going to be a really beautiful parade. I hope we hit the streets.
And, of course, all of your age-old standard floats that everyone's come to know and love will be there as well, assuming the parade rolls.
Absolutely. The eight iconic floats, the Boeuf Gras, the Jester, of course, the King's Float, all lead the parade. The Streetcar Named Desire, our only self-propelled float, those will all be there. And you said it perfectly. We want everybody to be safe, and that's both the riders and the crowds, and we're going to do everything we can do to work with the city to make Mardi Gras Day as special as it always is.
We got to hear from Rex, the King of Carnival, Edward Howell Crosby, a little earlier with Tommy Tucker, along with Tatum Lady Reese, the Queen of Carnival. I know that y'all are having a whole lot of fun on the riverfront today. Tell us about Rex's arrival this evening and his proclamation.
Well, luckily the weather looks great today, but the tradition holds that Rex arrives in his winter capital, assisted by the United States Coast Guard on one of their cutters at the Riverwalk, and then greets our friends at Zulu along with the mayor on stage. And the crowds are usually very, very big, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people out there in years past. And it's a time where we can proclaim Mardi Gras. And if the mayor allows us the permission to do so, we will ask that all businesses and schools be closed so that everybody can come out and join in the revelry on Mardi Gras Day.
Yeah, you know, revelry shall rule both day and night are some of the best words I hear all year when Rex issues his annual proclamation and then the mayor concurs and the fireworks fly. For folks who've never been to that event, I think they're really missing out, because it's just such a great way to launch us into the final run into and through Fat Tuesday.
Well, given that we are a port city and in conjunction with our friends at the Port Authority, and that being a special day to join with Zulu before we both hit the streets on Tuesday, it really is a sight to behold and a great tradition, and I'm so glad that we do. There's a lot of dignitaries that the city has that are involved in the port business, and I think highlighting to everybody that, you know, one of the main things that makes New Orleans great is that we're a city on the river, and you know, it's really great to showcase it and get everybody out there to see it.
James Reese, Executive Vice President, Crew of Rex, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners on this Lundi Gras 2025?
Well, I want everybody to be safe, have a great Lundi Gras, and have a great Mardi Gras Day. I hope to be on the streets and see everybody, and certainly appreciate you having me on this morning, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll see you after all of the great entertainment out at Spanish Plaza. We'll see you and the King of Carnival out there at 6 o'clock tonight for his annual proclamation. Looking forward to that, and let's hope Mother Nature agrees with everything and you all are able to have a fantastic parade tomorrow. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll keep you posted as that meeting takes place in 40 minutes. James said he'll be on that call with the National Weather Service, the New Orleans Homeland Security Department, and all of the other stakeholders to discuss what the plans are for tomorrow's parades. Jefferson Parish has canceled theirs. Covington has decided, at least for now, to go ahead with the parades there. What do you think? What would you do if you were the mayor? If you were the police chief? Would you want to have parades tomorrow in the city of New Orleans with the forecast of winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour during parade time? That's what Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng said the Weather Service told her, and the decision for her was not difficult. She immediately decided to cancel. What would you do? Your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. Coming up next on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. 10:54, Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. He's getting ready for a fantastic ride in the crew of Orpheus. So here I am with you. Danielle, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing okay. My husband and I were teenagers in the late 60s, maybe early 70s. And we were on the corner of Tulane and Carrollton. And a wind gust came up that was not predicted. And my husband, there was a car dealership there at that time. And he was holding me against the glass so nothing would happen to us. Stuff was blowing everywhere. This poor man, the Carlton Parade, I think it was. Thank God we don't go on bridges anymore. The whole float tilted and he fell off to his death.
Yeah, that was the crew of Carrollton on February 1st, 1970. It was actually,
My husband said that. I said he was wrong.
it was actually what led to the harnesses that float riders wear now. Because you're right, he was blown off the float, he was hospitalized, and he eventually died from his injuries.
Yeah, he was a friend of my father's. He worked at Jack's with him.
Yeah, what appeared to be an F-Zero tornado that actually blew through during the parade. And there were three crews set to ride that day. The other two bowed out. And Carrollton went ahead, and that was the result. So if you were in the mayor's shoes,
tornado. Oh, we were scared.
Oh, yeah. Before I move on, yeah, you were there and you saw this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was literally blown off the float. That had to be very.
And
scary.
Those weren't big high floats then. Those were just one levels.
So
you know, the only one that had double levels then was Endymion what's
Bacchus?
The other big one?
Bacchus,
yeah.
Yeah, Orpheus
was the only one that
Orpheus wasn't rolling yet back then.
No, it wasn't. No.
So yeah. So
it's
if you
a big
were
decision to make.
If you were in the mayor's shoes or the police chief's shoes, the law says that the police chief actually has the final call on if parades roll. Based on what you've heard about the forecast, what you heard from Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng on her decision to cancel, what would you do?
Well, I think she did the right thing. Now, as far as wrecks, I think St. Charles is kind of tight, and my husband just got finished saying it with trees on both sides. I don't think you'll see the same stuff that you would see in a straight run, but there are other things that are going to be rolling right besides the two big ones.
Yeah, well, the trucks roll as well. So,
that's all.
Yeah, New Orleans, you have Zulu Rex, Elks Orleans.
I would be worried about Zulu.
And the crew of Crescent City. So what would you do? Would you go ahead and let them roll if they wanted to? Or would you take people off the second levels? Or would you take the bands and the marching crews out so the parades move more quickly? What would you do?
I think that I would say no people on the top. And I think, I hate to say this, I think I would only let the ones that didn't have these huge floats go. Because I don't consider wrecks a huge. And like I said, I feel St. Charles is pretty safe.
Yeah, you heard James Reese just say a moment ago that their floats are stable, that they're structurally sound. He feels like that they'll be okay in the wind as long as there's not lightning and rain. And that's not forecast until later in the afternoon, although it's getting a little earlier now that we could see the rain and the lightning. So I wonder if they go ahead and roll, if they don't pull the bands and the dance teams and the other walking units out and just go with the floats and Zulu and Rex and then follow up with the trucks to get them through as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. But I do like the idea of the kids getting off from school, another holiday, and they get to celebrate something else.
ain't that the truth? Yeah. What would it be to have a Fat Tuesday with nothing happening? I mean, we none of us have experienced that in our lives except for during the pandemic, and that was for clear and obvious reasons, and there was no expectation there would be a Mardi Gras celebration because of the time that preceded. You know, we knew that what was coming then. You know, they canceled it during World War I, World War II, and the police strike, but most of us have never lived through this.
We did deal with this police strike. We handled that. So if we could handle that, we can handle anything.
Danielle, thank you. I'm so sorry you saw that.
Thank you.
And we brought up those memories for you. But I'm glad you called in to share your thoughts with us here on WWL. Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you for what you do. Happy Mardi Gras.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. All right, when we come back after the news, we're going to check in with Errol Laborde. It was his idea to have Rex, the King of Carnival, arrive at Spanish Plaza and issue his proclamation. And for me, it's one of my favorite events in all of the Carnival celebration. So we'll talk to Errol Laborde about that coming up next. We're also waiting to hear from the city of New Orleans on what they're going to do about tomorrow's parades. Jefferson Parish has canceled the parades after Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng said wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour is what she was told by the National Weather Service they could experience starting at sunrise, and she just does not feel safe putting those parades on the streets of Metairie. Now, the difference is that Jefferson Parish doesn't have a law banning them from postponing parades. In New Orleans, there's no way. They're never going to get all those out-of-town cops and everything else organized to put on the parades again. Jefferson will postpone and eventually have the parades. They can't do that in New Orleans. The conversation continues after the news.